Hello, everyone. There we go. Mic's falling out of my hands a little bit here. That should be okay right there, hopefully. All right, there we go. Welcome to Roots and Resurgence, 8 o'clock on, Thursdays. I'm not the typical host of this show, but I'm subbing in for whoever hosts this lovely show. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting your name. But I'm your host, Colin. I host a show on Tuesdays, known as Local Anesthesia. I do it with my co-host, Sean. We're both local guys, and we're anesthetizing the airwaves. We're just playing some recent cool stuff that we've been listening to. So tune in if you ever feel so inclined. We'll be on this Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. Right now, I'm playing some fun jams, which will later turn on some groovy jams, and then back to fun jams. So a fun night, as always, with me. I never really go for sad, dark, dreary, even though it's, you know, rainy out. But I always go for a little bit of fun, because I'm a fun, whimsical little creature. So that last song that you heard was Reggie Tokyo by Masayoshi Takanaka off of his album Seashells, released in 1976. And he is still kicking strong, performing a bunch of different concerts in Japan. So good for him, because Seashells, in my opinion, is one of the greatest Japanese city pop, Japanese groove albums of all time. If you haven't listened to it all, please do, as well as the rest of his albums, because my god, if it isn't like the best summertime music you have ever heard in your life, you don't have a heart. So like I said, bunch of fun jams tonight, but did you know that 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. On the PSA, instead of saying tuning in, it says tuning in. And as, you know, an English major, I tend to point out typos pretty easily. So, like I said right there, this is Colin, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And up next for you, I got a little bit of David Byrne with some, as well as the Talking Heads, of course. This is Born Under Punches. The Heat Goes On off of Remain in the Light.
Ha! they're passing in between us. Take a look at these hands. Take a look at these hands. I don't have to mention it. No thanks. I'm a different man.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Colin, hosting Roots and Resurgence. I am not the typical host for this. I have a show on Tuesdays at 5 p.m., though, called Local Anesthesia, for those of you tuning in. Very glad to have you here with me. That last song that you heard was Here Comes Your Man by Pixies, Boston band, woot woot. And then before that was Lysergic Bliss by Of Montreal, who I just discovered semi-recently, discovered them through a club that I'm in, Melisma. Shout out Melisma if there's any, you know, Melisma people listening. So, pretty cool band. Last week I went to a concert. It was for King Krule, and I saw it once again with my co-host, who is not with me right now, but and actually won't be here with me on Tuesday either, so we'll have to find an accommodation for that. But anyways, went there, and it was at the House of Blues in Boston. If you haven't been there, it's a pretty cool venue. One part of it is very, like, you know, restaurant oriented, the other half is, you know, live music venue. So if you haven't been there, try to go there. They have some good shows. But it was a great show. Very intimate. Sean and I weren't really towards the front, but we weren't, like, all the way towards the back. It was a weird little area that we were in. We weren't involved in any mosh pits or anything. Not that you really could mosh to King Krule's music besides, like, one or two of his songs that he played, but, you know, he was very, like, you know, sit there, nod your head, kind of, you know, wave your body back and front. But he was a really good live performer, which I don't really listen to a lot of him. I went there because, you know, Sean said that, you know, he's like such, like, he nearly saw him before the pandemic hit. He's been dying to go see him since. So I was like, you know what, I'll tag along. And it was a really, really cool experience. So I think that going to see live music in general changes your opinion on the way that you view an artist, like. So, I don't know. If you get the chance, just go see live music. Don't listen to me in the studio. Don't listen to me blabber all the time, because what are you going to get from that? You're just going to hear the same exact studio recordings. Actually seeing the artist yourself, even to, like, some random artist, and, like, you know, you see there's, like, a folk band, like, an Irish band playing at the Burn. Go there. You never know. You might be pleasantly surprised. So, and you know what? At the same time, I think that all that you hear from me is my music taste, you know, all about me and music, but What about the real me? What about the real DJ? So I just want to spit out a few of my interests besides music to you guys. This right here, I love poker. Poker's fun. Pretty good at it. Can't wait for school to roll around so I can have those poker nights again. I love bowling, too. Bowling is great. You know, I got a turkey a couple weeks ago, which was kind of sick. No bumpers, big balls, kind of crazy. I didn't do well besides that, but still. And wrestling, dude, don't get me started, because I will talk the rest of the session about professional, not so professional wrestling, like, you know, sports entertainment and all that. Benefit of it since I was a kid, recently picked it back up. It's awesome. It's real life superheroes, dude. Give it a chance. This is Love TKO by Teddy Pendergrass. Enjoy it.
Another sad song. I think I better let it go. what you say about it. Looks like another love TKO. Oh, yes, I think I better let it go.
Let it go, baby.
Oh, baby.
Miss Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Anna Lee company? He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
Yeah, take a load off Fanny, take a load.
Give your heart to somebody soon.
Hello, everyone. Sorry, I didn't realize that song had just ended. That song goes on for way too short. But that was Ram On by Paul and Linda McCartney off of Paul McCartney's Ram, one of the inspirations for, I'd say at least, a lot of the modern indie pop, you know, that kind of stuff that we see today. Especially with that song, the ukulele, very, you know, modern indie kind of sound. Before that was The Weight by the band with the recently deceased leader, Robbie Robertson, I believe is his name. I'm not going to lie, I'm not really big into the band. I know that they played with Bob Dylan, which is pretty cool. They did the, like a Rolling Stone, they did the, they were the band for him for like years and years when he finally converted to that rock sound, which is kind of cool that he went electric, as a lot of, you know, modern critics have to say about him. So that's kind of cool. Well, not cool that he died, but it's kind of cool that the band played for him. I don't know. That was a terrible segue. Yeah, wow, that was brutal, man. I really don't have a lot for you guys tonight. I'm kind of blank slate, just wanting to get to the music. If anything pops to mind, I'll definitely relay that to you. But I say, why don't we get back to it? This one is Dirty Laundry by Blake Ruby. I don't know that much about him, but in his Spotify bio, he has his website, and then he says, call/text me at, get your pens and paper ready, folks, 650-770-9036. One more time, that's 650-770-9036. Blow up his phone with texts, phone calls, you know, FaceTimes. Give him a lot of spam calls. Make him really rethink putting his number in his Spotify bio. To be fair, he only has 82,000 listeners, so I guess that it won't be that many. But we're gonna make it that many, folks. Give it a give him a ring at for Blake Ruby. Like I said before, this is Dirty Laundry by Blake Ruby. Enjoy it. I think that is kind of cool.
Why did you leave me alone? I'm just so low on my own. My laundry's dirty and I gotta clean up my room so I can sort through my mind. It's like I've ran out of time. I'm wide awake in my bed. My back is aching and I wanna be by your side to get out of my head.
You don't seem to understand.
Slowly.
Alright, folks, I've only got one more song for you. I'm actually ending a little bit early tonight, and I just because I don't have any more songs, really. Which is kind of weird, but I've got one more song, and that is coming up shortly. For the time being, that last song that you listened to was I Wouldn't Want to Be Like You by the Alan Parsons Project, and the one before that was Duvet by Boa. And I thought that that transition between Blake Ruby and Boa was really nice, not to toot my own horn. I discovered that song, obviously, off of TikTok, because it's everywhere on there, but I just think that it's really cool, to be fair. I don't care what you say, because there's a lot of, you know, controversy surrounding me, like, oh, like, it came from TikTok, so it really can't be that good, or like, oh, it came from TikTok. It's like, you know, it's just borderline mainstream now, and like, sure, say what you want, I get it, but I get that, like, you know, you may think that like, it's mainstream now, but honestly, that song is still cool as hell. Like, the vocals are really good. It's kind of like this weird kind of like Cranberries noise. Cranberries are like a, name's escaping me. Whatever. Just a very cool, vocals off of that song right there. And then I Wouldn't Want to Be Like You by the Alan Parsons Project. I asked some of my family members what they thought about the Alan Parsons Project, and they said, I don't think much of them. I think a lot about them. Constantly, some would say. Constantly. They're just really cool. So, anyways. One more song. This is Fool, open parentheses, If You Think It's Over, close parentheses, by Chris Ray. And I love his raspy vocals here. If you haven't heard this, it was in the Dahmer soundtrack, I think. So, give it a listen. Let me know what you think. And I'm actually signing off. So, do what you're told. Scrub behind your ears. Be a good citizen. Help each other. Love each other. Or hate each other. Uh-oh. This is Fool If You Think It's Over. Good night. Unreal error. Did you think that it was over? I'm not ending on that. We're ending on something a little bit more upbeat. Have a good night, folks.
All things know, we sold our clothes to the state.